Today is President's Day. Federal, state, and county offices are all closed. Post offices also closed, and there will be no regular mail delivery. In 1879, the U.S. made President George Washington's February 22nd birthday a federal holiday, and now the third Monday in February is referred to as President's Day. Heath City Council is moving forward with legislation to prohibit camping on public property. Mayor Mark Johns proposed the ordinance following discussions with leaders from Newark, where a similar law was passed in October. If approved, those without housing could face criminal charges for camping in public areas in Heath. The Tri-Valley School Board has selected Kirk Henderson as their new superintendent, succeeding Mark Neal, who's retiring at the end of the school year. Henderson is currently the assistant superintendent at Circleville City Schools, where he manages daily operations. He will begin his new role on August 1st of this year. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The City of Mount Vernon has welcomed Daniel Brinkman as interim auditor. Brinkman was sworn in last week to take over temporarily after Paul Mayville's interim service. He will continue in this position until the Knox County Republican Party designates a permanent successor to serve until the general election in fall of this year. ODOT has released the results of an 18-month study looking at transportation investments to support economic growth. The study revealed that businesses in Ohio can reach over 60% of the U.S. and Canadian populations within a single day's drive and confirmed that Ohio's major highway corridors are currently equipped to meet existing demands. Today is President's Day, a holiday during which federal, state, and county offices are all closed. Post office is also closed, and there will be no regular mail delivery. In 1879, the U.S. designated February 22nd, which is George Washington's birthday, as a federal holiday. Now the holiday is celebrated on the third Monday in February and is known as President's Day. I'm Eric Brown reporting.